Hello, Ragers, and welcome back to another Rant with Paige. It's 4 p.m. here, and I'm at school, and I won't be going home till 8 o'clock, so might as well make a little video. And this is on the video podcast Pandemonium. I know, amazing title. And this is basically just talking about, like, what people think of the video podcast and how it's affecting the community slowly but surely. And I feel like, I mean, people mention this, but someone needs to talk about it and what people are feeling, you know? And I love covering these things. So if you guys have any topics you want me to almost rant about, love that. Love that. Because I can post way more often if I do that. Okay, so first, what is a video podcast and where do you find it? Well, if you're listening on Spotify, then this is an easy fix. Basically, someone will put video podcast in their title or VP, or, you know, if it seems like a video podcast, you're like, huh, they say to look at something, but I'm not seeing it. If they're on Spotify, you just click on the little icon that says it's playing and you can see the video, which is really cool because it's super immersive that way. And that's why a lot of people like it. So that's where you can find it, but you can't have that on Anchor, I don't think, or Apple iTunes. It's pretty exclusive to Spotify. Now I'm going to go into the pros of video podcasts. And by the way, this is not scripted. Also, I'm playing a little bit of music right now, but I'm getting ads because guess what? Your girl does not have Spotify Premium. So I'm sorry. Excuse me for this. But the pros. There are a ton of pros for video podcasts on both sides. Because, hey, let's be honest, they're a huge game changer to what we used to know as our entertainment. So the pros of video podcasts is number one, super, super immersive. This is meaning, like, if you wanted to do a vlog before, but you couldn't because, you know, you have a podcast, making vlogs is hard. Or, you know, people call it plogs because it's like podcast vlog. Now you can because video podcasts allow you to do that. Pretty sure it's only Anchor who lets you, or maybe Spotify too, not quite sure, but it's super immersive for the audience and fans to see what's going on, and it's also really good for face reveals if you're doing a face reveal, and you can really see everything. You can see what they're talking about. It's almost like YouTube, which a lot of people like, because a lot of the audience doesn't, a lot of the viewers don't have YouTube, but I'm going to get on to that later, because that's, you know, a part of under a different section. Also, sorry if you hear a lot of people right now. There is, I'm at school, so, you know, it's bound to be loud, but if this thing goes over an hour, I will tell you, it will get much quieter. So, putting back the music on because the ads are finished, and if there's any more pros, let me think. A lot of people like video podcasts because there's a lot more things you can do with it, obviously. As a podcaster, you can do whatever you want, which is super enticing. Like, you could do a drawing video and they can actually see your drawing while you're doing it, which is a lot better than what we had to do before, which is make the cover, like, all the art so it wasn't a surprise. And also, another pro that's just kind of for the podcasters is that they get a lot more plays. I'm gonna get into this a little later, but it's definitely the money maker of the podcasting business right now. Next is the cons of video podcasts, because people think there's no cons, but there actually is. Especially from a listener's point of view, it seems like there's none, but let's be honest, there is. One con from a listener's perspective is that, first of all, if you aren't on Spotify, you can't see it. And for some people, it can be really complicated to do all of this and make a Spotify account just to listen to a video podcast. And I know a lot of people are like, yeah, but it's worth it. It's super immersive. It's a lot better. It's a lot better quality, yes, but people have YouTube. A lot of listeners have YouTube, and they're just like, well, I'd rather watch YouTube than go through this whole complicated process. So when you post a video episode and it's, you know, you can only see it on Spotify, you can also listen to it on other platforms, but the experience won't be the same. So I really like the inclusivity of just normal podcasts. Video podcasts are really exclusive to Spotify, which is an enticing feature of Spotify, but I think that's why they did it. So it can be a big turnoff for anyone who is looking into new podcasts. Another con is that they take really long to make from a podcaster's point of view. That weekend in my life took me 2 weeks to edit, and I know that's kind of crazy, but think about it. A lot of the video podcasters you are watching right now are people in middle school, high school, some are even in elementary, which is a little concerning, but you do you. No judge here, because I accept everyone in the community as long as they're doing no harm, but they have school, they have work, they have tests, they have assignments, they have their life outside of podcasting. So editing is really hard to smudge in your schedule. So when video podcasts just became super popular, a lot of these podcasters need a way to access it. And a lot of them don't have storage, and it's just a hassle to make. But I'm just going to get onto the podcaster's view in a little while because I'm going off too much on their point of view. Another con of video podcasts is the quality. Now, I know I just said that the quality of video podcasts can be really magnificent, but also it can be a letdown when it's super grainy and you have no idea what's going on. Now, I know this only happens a few times when people record video podcasts, but it can still happen and it can still be a huge annoyance to anyone listening because then you're like, what am I supposed to be looking at? What is this on the screen, you know? Also, sorry if I'm ranting too much. This is not scripted. And I think a final con for me is that video podcasts, like, I don't know if it's just me, but they tend to be shorter. I really like, I'm going to talk it up more in one of my last sections, but I think a lot of the people who watch podcasts before video podcasts more, like, they really like the long episodes. They like the long talks. They liked, you know, sit down, play it in the background. You don't have to be fully immersed. And I know I was talking, like, a lot of people like a really like immersion. But a lot of people choose podcasts over YouTube sometimes because they want to play in the background. They don't want to be fully devoted to an episode for like 5 minutes and then you have to change it. That can be honestly a lot of work for the listener. And you have to really put up a cue. For me, I kind of catch up every night. It's like 9 p.m. and I just finished everything. So I'm checking up on all the trends and stuff. And when it's a video podcast, you have to put your full attention to it. And that can be somewhat of a hassle if you're just looking to sit down, chillax, maybe play some Roblox or some video games and listen to a podcast in the background. It can be just too much. It can be too much at once. Which, honestly, I agree with, but I've seen a lot of people in my comments saying you should make more long talk episodes, and I was like, yeah. Now I'm going to be talking about the general consensus of podcasters. This means what most podcasters have the belief about video podcasts. I don't know if that even made sense, but like what they believe video podcasts are to them. A lot of podcasters think that they're a hassle to make, so I don't know if this entire video podcasting is a pro or a con. They think that it takes a lot of time to edit, and truly it does, especially if your episode is over 5 minutes. A lot of people can edit an episode under 5 minutes, a quick little announcement, or a quick little ad, or a drawing challenge where all you have to do is cut out some clips. That can be really easy, and it can get you a lot of views, which the views I'll talk about very shortly. I will. And so it's easy to edit things that are like under 5 minutes. It's just like a breezy post it and then get a lot of listens. But when you're editing something that's over 5 minutes, even 6 minutes sometimes, it can be a huge hassle, especially the week in my life things, because you have so much recording, you have so many videos from all of this stuff, and you have to compile it, and it takes more than a week because, you know, you're doing this in a week, and some people like to edit it after the week they made it. So those vlog episodes take the time that it is that they're vlogging and also the time to edit. So just think about that. Like, that's a lot for them to do. but a really good thing podcasters like is video podcasts are the breadwinners, okay? They make the most money if you have Spotify ads or, you know, just not make the most money generally, but give the most plays. For me, my most played episodes aren't video podcasts, but that's because I've been here a long while. But the newer podcasters, they practically only do video podcasts, some of them, and they're growing really fast because that's what their audience really likes. And it's really enticing seeing a video podcast. Video podcasts used to be so much rarer like 5 months ago, and now they're not. So I don't know how enticing it is now, but enticing is the word of the day, isn't it? Anyways, so I don't know how interesting it is now. I still find a video podcast interesting though, but it will not keep my attention if it's over 10 minutes. So that's something. Unless they're like doing a little speed art and talking, which I thought of doing, but I can't draw it. So not doing that. Next is the general consensus of the listeners. Yes, you guys listening, unless you're a podcaster, then good for you. But for listeners, the experience is a lot different. Like, you really enjoy video podcasts, a lot of you. And I'm gonna say more than half, just because, you know, might as well. Also, I hope you like the music in the background. I just decided to play something neutral-ish. So, listeners really like video podcasts because, one, a lot of them don't have YouTube. Now, this is either one because they have super strict parents, which is why they'd even be searching up podcasts about Roblox or slice of life podcasts and vlogs, things that I do, things that other podcasters do, drawing, because you can all look these up on YouTube, but podcasts are way more accessible because you have to download Spotify, but a lot of people, and you have to download YouTube, and YouTube's 18 plus, but I'm pretty sure Spotify's 12 plus. And a lot of people have restrictions, so they can't get YouTube and stuff. So, in my defense, I will say a lot of listeners are younger or have restrictions, so they really like video podcasts because it reminds them of YouTube or makes them feel like they're watching YouTube, which is a huge plus, a huge bonus, because you want all the listeners you can gather, and you want the listeners who are young, you want the listeners who are old, you want the listeners who have strict parents, or maybe you want the people who only listen to podcasts, even if they have YouTube. Doesn't matter who's listening, as long as they're listening. So when your viewers are watching, they are way more engaged. They will interact more likely, and they will basically hear everything you say if you put captions, because Gen Z is actually known for, I'm Gen Z, but Gen Z is actually known for putting 68% of people in this generation use captions. I do. I'm practically deaf without them. So it can be a lot clearer for the people listening. Even if there's no captions, just like, because you can see everything. A lot of people are visual learners nowadays. Nowadays, I think I'm a visual learner as well. So that's cool. Not really, though. But they really like it. But then, there is the other side of the spectrum. These are mostly the people who have YouTube or the OGs who have been here for quite a while. Now, these are the people who really like the original stuff. When you're talking about something and you don't have to look and you can just chill out, you can fall asleep to it, you can play video games, maybe even watch a show on mute. Maybe don't watch a show on mute. Hang out with your friends. Just play it in the background, you know? You can do that, and you don't have to be fully immersed. You don't have to listen to every word they say. So it's a lot easier to listen, and it's a lot more digestible to listen to a 30-minute episode that doesn't have video on it than a 30-minute video podcast, because that's a lot more commitment, obviously. So a lot of people are asking me and a lot of other podcasters to go back to their original content when they had less video podcasts. Ooh, I got an ad on Spotify. Ooh, your girl doesn't have premium, as I've said. someone sponsor me. No, actually, wait. Never mind. Anyways, sorry, I got so off track there. So I think it's almost a 50-50 split that some listeners are really enjoying video podcasts, request a video podcast every episode, just love it, adore it, you know? Like, team video podcast or team long listen. You know, you listen to longer episodes, you listen to episodes that don't require much commitment and don't require you to listen to their every step. Like, I doubt anyone's listening this far. So if you are, type a chicken emoji. I don't know why I always do this to see if people are actually listening. But if you are, congratty. Anyways, so now it's time to do what I think. Woohoo! Patricia's thoughts. So, what I think. Personally, I'm on both sides. I'm on the sides of the listeners and I'm on the sides of the podcasters. I'm on the sides of the pros and the cons. It's almost like political where you have to choose one team or the other. I'm just in the middle, honestly. Like, I do enjoy filming for all my video podcasts. I love it. I love filming for it, and I love getting all those views and having you guys interact a lot. But what I don't like is editing, because it can take forever. And what I don't like is when I have to. Okay, sorry about that. Someone came into the classroom. As I said, I'm in my school right now, so whoops. Anyways, what I think. Yeah, I'm in the middle. I really like editing, but I really hate editing, but I love the recording part and the listens, of course, because I love you guys. But a lot of people decide to choose one way, and I think that here's a small solution. What we can do to almost solve this problem. If you post, let's say, 6 episodes, maybe if a lot of people are requesting video podcasts, let one of those be a video podcast. Of course, your podcast is your creative freedom, but also you have an audience at some point. When you have over, let's say, 2,000 plays, you have an audience now, okay? Over 50 followers, you have an audience. You need to please them too. If this podcast is personally for you, or you want other people to just, like, you don't care what other people think, you don't have the comments on, then so be it. But if you have the comments on, you care what people think, you want to grow your fan base, you need to listen to them a little bit. And I know it's a lot of work making video podcasts, but it's almost your job as a podcaster. You have to please your audience, and sometimes it sucks, but for me, I take 3 hours out of my day listening to trends, editing, making scripts, making ideas, and it takes a lot of time, sure, but it's all worth it when I see everyone's liking the content I make and asking for more, because, hey, I love doing that, and taking a break is fine, obviously, and maybe just if you want people to stop saying, make a video podcast, please, 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 please. Then just make an episode. Say, hey, if you want to listen to video podcasts, this is not the podcast you want to listen to. Because you don't want the followers who keep asking things out of you, things that you will never do. Now, ideally, you would be able to listen to them at some point. But it's still a lot of work. And it asks a lot. And I sound almost bossy right now. But it's just the facts. Like, you can't be angering your audience. But also for the listeners, if they make it clear that they do not like making video podcasts, maybe don't mention it every 2 seconds. Maybe mention it, like, if they make 20 episodes, 15 episodes, 10 episodes. Really depends how often they post. And one of them isn't a video podcast, or one of them, I don't know, isn't an update. Maybe every once in a while you can say, hey, can you make a video podcast? But it can be really stressing to creators because some of them are making video podcasts at that exact moment. So I wish Anchor actually had a reply tool that so you could reply and say, like, hey, I'm making a video podcast ATM at the moment. Or say, hey, I'm not, you know, the podcast you're looking for. I think that's what we all need to do as a community. Just honestly do our parts. As listeners, we need to respect the podcaster's wishes, and as podcasters, we need to own up to our responsibilities and, you know, clear some things up, draw a line for the content you're making. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed my little opinions, and now I'm gonna wrap this whole thing up. So in conclusion, now you know a little bit more about why people are almost doing little minor feuds about video podcasts, because a lot of my friends dislike it, podcasting friends, and a lot of other people really like it, especially listeners. So now you know a little bit more, so tell me, what's your opinion? Put it in the poll down below or the comments. Have a great day, and I was gonna say stay cool. Have a great day, and keep being my favorite ragers. Make sure to follow, please. Love you guys. Adios!